Okay, so ready to start?
Yeah.
So the fourth parak of Sefer Yonah is a concluding parak. Let's start reading the psukim. Vayera el Yonah ra'a gdola vayicharlo. And Vayera from Lashon of Ra, bad, he felt very bad and he got very upset. Vayicharlo, and he got upset. Just read another pasuk. Vayispalel el Hashem, and he prayed to Hashem, vayomar. And he said, Ona Hashem, please Hashem, halozed dvari, ad heyosi al admasi. This is what I said. So they explain here, ad heyosi means od heyosi, when I was still in my land. Al kein kidamti livroch tarshisha. That's why before you sent me, I wanted to go to Tarshish. Ki yodati ki ato kel chanun verachum, erech apayim verav chesed. I knew that you are the all merciful, and you will be merciful, v'nicham al ra, and that you will forgive them. V'ata Hashem, now Hashem, kachnos nashi mimeni, take my soul from me, ki toiv maisi mechaye, because I'd rather be dead than alive. So what's going on here? So I've seen four mahalchim, maybe there are more, and what's going on here in the psukim? Why was he upset about? V'yerel yoyna ra gadola, he was very upset. So the Rashi's mahalach is that he was upset. So Rashi says, "Omar achshav yomru ha'akum." Non-Jews will say, "Shani nevi hasheker," that I'm a false prophet, because I said that the city will be destroyed, and it was not destroyed. And it's interesting. Because he really does not say, it really makes you think. Because you would think that when he was telling them to do tshuva, he would tell them do tshuva, and then if you do tshuva, Hashem will not destroy you. Rather, if you look in Paragimel, he says, he just tells them, in 40 days, the Nineveh will be turned around. And then it says that they did tshuva. So, literally speaking, never told them, do tshuva, and if you will do tshuva, the city won't be destroyed. So that's why he felt that if now the city won't be destroyed because Hashem forgave them, then he will seem like a Navi Sheker.
It's a little hard to understand, because we usually say Navi Sheker is one whose prophecies for good don't come through.
So
he's Navi Sheker. If he promises something bad for punishment, then tshuva can always avert the punishment.
Right.
Unless the Akim don't understand that.
Right. Everyone said, yeah, that's a good point.
There's a lie of omission. He didn't tell them to do tshuva.
Right, but I'm just trying to.
But that incensed was a lie.
Because Hashem should have told them. So did Hashem say that?
To do tshuva.
Oh, sure.
I'm looking back at Paragimel.
I don't think it was in his.
Was he supposed to?
Do we actually have his instruction?
Yeah, that's what I want
to
check.
Tell him what to say,
oh, come on,
but
sure.
Where
come
does
on,
he actually
sure.
tell him what to say?
Isn't that
right.
story? I don't remember him that Hashem ever
did. So I'm looking.
I remember the Pasuk where Hashem actually
tells him. That's why we read it on your paper.
So. So in the beginning of Sefer Yonah it says, Kum lechel Nineveh o'ir ha'gadola ukra alel, and call out to it, ki also ra'asam lefonai. So it doesn't say what he's supposed to say. So Mitzudas David says, Ratzalem she'echichem yazhirem u'kederach ha'navi v'adayin lo'epir shloim ha'ikra. You should give them Musar. Then again in Paragimel, when he actually gets there, what does Hashem tell him? Hashem says, Vayidvar Hashem al Yonah she'nislemor, second time, Kum leich alin v'yogdol ukra ele, again, call out to it, it doesn't say what.
It doesn't say what.
Well, the same kriya from before. Why would you assume it's a different kriya? Just like Mitzudas David said the kriya before.
So the Mitzudas David there says, V'hu ma shekar v'omar od arboim yon v'din v'nei peches. V'hu tzor chafarsh k'mei lov yubun. Yeah? Here it doesn't say anything about actually giving them musar in order to make tshuva. It just says, tell them what's going to happen. What usually a prophecy is.
Hashem doesn't overturn the city for nothing. Really,
obviously, they deserve to get destructed, but there's no implied message that if they do tshuva, the gzera will be, which really gives more credit to Anshei Nineveh, that they did tshuva. Realizing they did something terrible, so terrible that deserved destruction, and they did tshuva without knowing necessarily that the tshuva will overt the will turn away their destruction. And that's what he's upset about. I mean, now Hashem is v'nicham al ra'ah. That's how we finished the previous parak, and he's going to look like a Navi Sheker. I was thinking also, according to that, what's pshat in pasuk gimel? According to Rashi's Malach, v'at Hashem kachna es nafshi mimeni ki toiv moisi mechaya. It's better for me death than life, because what's halach of a Navi Sheker? A Navi Sheker has to be killed. So he says ki toiv moisi mechaya. If I'm going to look like a Navi Sheker, it's better that I should die.
Said, let him repent and God will be relentful. So they believe, the king of Nineveh believed that Tshuva would save the city.
Which pasuk?
I think it's 3:9.
3, yeah, uh-huh. Miyodea. I think it's more of a question. Mark. That's a king speaking.
Most important thing is one knows how to do the shuvah, one knows direct the shuvah.
What?
Yeah, so the first one knows direct the shuvah.
Miyodeah, there should be other yoshim. So in other words, they understood, even though Iono didn't say that, but they understood that they'll be forgiven. You heard the Medrash says that the king was Paro.
Yonah didn't want them
still around.
What?
Yonah didn't want them to be
sure. Right.
That would be consistent. When in the first chapter, the reason he fled was he was afraid they would do Shuvah and make claim for all the bad.
So that's what the Malbim. That's the second Malbim that we're going to go is the Malbim's Malach, is that he was upset because they actually did Shuvah. Now, you remember the Malbim in the beginning says that that why was he afraid? Because he knew that this was the grand scheme of Hashem, that the Nineveh will do tshuva, and then they'll be somewhat righteous, and with that Hashem will be able to punish Klal Yisrael when the time will come of the first destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Yonah didn't want to be part of that. Yonah didn't want to play party in that grand play. So that's what he's upset about. Now, it's very interesting. I don't know if you learned this at the end of the last parak. So it says, Kishom Dak Mara, it says from the Chamas. Umiyodeh Yoshev, Mina Chamas Asher Bechapem. They stopped from Chamas, which means really Gezel, stealing. So the Malbim explains really that we know by the Dora Mabel, it was the same thing. They did all kinds of Averis, but the reason Al Manechtam Gzar Dinam, Al Gezel, because they stole one from another. So here, Hashem said that if you do tshuva from Gezel, I'll take away the Gzar Din, that you won't be destructed. And that's what they did. But from the Avodah Zarah that they did, there was not a complete tshuva. So that's what Yonah was upset about. In other words, in combination with the fact, he said, they're not really tzaddikim, they don't really believe in you, they just stopped stealing. So maybe the Gzar Din was overturned, because the Gzar Din could only be sealed with Gezel, which I just want to point out. That's what on Yom Kippur we always say, "Me'oshek yadenu." That's also "Ma'nechdal me'oshek yadenu." That we should be forgiven for the, that we should stop stealing one from another, because that's what the thing that brings most to Gzar Din. Because Gezel is something that you can't do tshuva to Hashem for. The only way you could fix Gezel is by actually returning what you did, returning the object that you stole. So Gezel is always something very crucial. It might not be the worst thing, but it's a thing that will actually bring about the destruction. So that they did tshuva for it. And that's what he's upset about. The third Mahalach is the Radax Mahalach. What's the Mahalach again? That he was upset about the Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. But in contrast to this whole tshuva process that Nineveh went, he's saddened by the fact that Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva.
Klal Yisrael as a whole.
What?
Other parts of Klal Yisrael, other cities.
Other part, yeah. No, this is not Klal Yisrael. Nineveh is Argoy.
Is he upset because Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva? Yeah. Because he has a nevuah that Klal Yisrael won't do tshuva.
Well, what the Radak says is that he's upset about that he didn't do tshuva. So let me just read it. Ayera. Because Israel didn't stop. Now, interesting. What is pushing the Radak to learn this way is because really, what was the nevuah that at the end of 40 days the city will be destructed? Now, this tshuva process happened very quickly. It happened before the 40 days ended. So, how did he really know that it would look like a Navi Sheker? So that's why the Radak takes the approach. He shouldn't be upset about it being a Navi Sheker or. We don't know yet what's going to happen with that. What he was upset about is he saw that they did tshuva, and on the other hand, the Klal Yisrael didn't do tshuva. So that's the Radak's mach. And the fourth mach is the Gro's mach. I think at the end I'll just say that the way the Gro learns this whole parak in a completely different way, as you've probably seen by now. Okay, so Pasuk Dalad. V'yoymer Hashem, ha-heitev chor aloch. And Hashem said, rhetorically, you're upset enough? So what are you upset about? In other words, of course, you're upset. You don't have a reason to be upset. Why are you upset if they did tshuva? So then the pasuk continues. Vayetze Yonah min ha'ir, and Yonah exited the city. Vayeshev mikedem la'ir, and he sat south of the city. Vayas lo isham sukkah, and he built himself.
Kedem is east.
Kedem is east. Okay. Vayas lo isham sukkah, and he built himself a hut. Vayeshev tachteho, batzel, and he sat under its shade, ad asher yireh mayir bayir, to see and observe what will happen to the city, because the 40 days are not up yet. He wants to see, there are two malachim here, based on the different shatim we said. Either he's waiting to see whether the nevu will actually be miskayim, like the Radak, or according to Rashi, and that he actually knew that Hashem already forgave them, and he overturned his punishment. He wanted to see whether they will withstand the tshuva that they did, whether they'll stay with the tshuva or they'll go back to the bad ways, in which case they would deserve destruction again. Okay. Vayiman Hashem Elikim, so this is Vayiman, I saw by the Dag, it also says Vayiman. Loshon Vayiman means Loshon Hazmana, that Hashem made it happen. He ordered, so to speak. The amount of Shgacha Pratis that's going on in this story. Vayiman Hashem Elikim Ki Koyon. Ekikoyon, so there are different pshatim. The Mari Kara says very interestingly, actually the Ibn Ezra says, chachmei sfardim, glass, ekara, different types of cabbages or squashes, ve'ein tzarech ladas mau, but there's no necessity to understand really what it is. Rashi says, esav agodol amala banofim rabim umeitzel ve'kach shmo. It's a big, it's a huge leafy tree that protects over. And we'll see, the Gemara quotes the Gemara, really. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about what kind of oils you're supposed to use or not supposed to use. We say it every Friday night for the Neros. So one is of Loib Shemen Kik, and don't use Shemen Kik. So what's Shemen Kik? So they say that's a Shemen that's extracted from the Kikoyon. And they say from the Kikoyon de Yonah.
Usually translated castor oil.
Well, how do they translate?
Castor oil.
Castor oil. Okay, so that's one shot. And Omar Mashal de Kaza, could be that's the Yorpshat. There's Shlokesh Omar Kikoyan de Yonah. The Kikoyan of Yonah. So it's very interesting. Gemara says here something very interesting, and the Gro will expound on this. Omar Rabba Babrachana, Didi Chazili Kikoyan de Yonah. I saw the Kikoyan de Yonah. Velitzluliva dummy. It looks like a very leafy, like a palm tree, so to speak. Mdepashki Ravi, and it grows in the swamps. Valpum Chanusa Madlan Yase, and the storefronts use it as a thing to guard away from the sun. The awning. Umi Partsidoi Avdi Mashcha, and they make out of the leaves they make oil. Ubanfoi Naichon Kobrichi de Marava. And from its leaves all sick people of Marava get healed. Meaning it has a lot of properties and qualities to it. So this is this Kikoyon that Hashem created for Yonah. And it grew over Yonah, to cover it over his head and to guard him from the bad, meaning from the heat. And Yona was happy, it became very happy. Simcha Gedolah is very dramatic lashon. So first, the basic question is, technically speaking, he built himself a hut. What did he need a kikayon for? So the Radak says that he built the hut, and then after a couple of days, it was really hot. The hut was no good anymore. So Hashem created a kikayon. The Malam says, the pshat is that the hut was only good at certain parts, some parts of the day. But during midday, when the sun is right on top, it wasn't good enough. So Hashem created a yonah over the hut to guard over him. Vayimano Elikim Tolas Balois HaShachar, and in the morning he brought over a Tolas, some kind of insect, a worm, Lemachros, the next day, Vatachas HaKikoyen Vayivash, and he hit the Kikoyen and it dried up. Vayikizrech HaShemesh, and when it got really hot, Vayimano Elikim Ruach Kodim Charishis, and Hashem brought a very strong wind. So Rashi explains Charishis, it's silent, means it silences all other winds. That's how powerful this wind is. And the sun hit Yoina and he fainted. And now he asked to die. So it sounds very familiar to the beginning of the parak when he said Tov Moisi Michaye, because he's complaining about what happened. So now he's really, for real, he's saying, Tov Moisi Mechayim. He almost died. Vayomer Elokim al Yoina, Haheitav Chara Lecha al Kikoyen. So Hashem told Yoina, you upset enough now about the Kikoyen? Vayomer Haheitav Chara Li Ad Mavis. He says, yeah, I'm really upset about the Yoina that I lost it because I'm going to die. Vayomer Hashem. So Hashem told him, Ata Chasta al Kikoyen, Asher Lo Yomalta Boy, Belegidaltoi. You worried about the kikoyan which you didn't work for and you didn't grow it. Shabin laila hayo bin laila avan. One night it was, and one night it isn't anymore. And ba'ani lo yochus al ninve ayira gadoila. And I won't care about Ninve, the great city. Asher yesh bo harbe mishtemesre riboy adam, that has more than 120,000 people. Asher lo yoda ben yemino l'smoilei, they don't know between their right and left. We'll see what that means. Ubehema rabba, and there are many animals. Okay, so there are a few points that I want to make. I just what you were saying before about the nevuah sheker, that if it's for bad, then it could be overturned. If it's for good, it could not be overturned. That's what the Malbim say. That was Hashem's answer to him. Hetev charlecha. Why are you so upset about? It's not true. You won't be a nevi sheker because and the views for bad could be overturned. So now in these psukim, so first of all, it says a lashon of chasta. You cared about this tree. So the Malbim says that the lashon of chasta is different than rachamim or chemla, which means having mercy. But chasta implies, the lashon of chus, implies that you have some kind of benefit from it. And that's why you're sad over it. So the question is, it's really not comparable, these two cases. What is Hashem telling him? What's the mussar that Hashem is giving him? The way I always understood it, without getting too much into it, is that you didn't work for it at all and you're so upset about it. I built Nineveh, Kiviyachol, it's such a great city, I shouldn't be upset about it if it's destructed. But really, if you think about it, why was Yonah upset about it? Yonah wasn't upset about it because he had a kikayon and it isn't. He's upset about it for a very simple reason. He didn't have a kikoyon. He's about to die now because it's so hot. That's why he's upset. So how could you compare that to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That it's not doesn't seem to be the same issue that Hashem is trying to tell him. So the Malbim explains, the Radak actually explains very beautifully. He says that you are so upset about it because you're actually feeling you're suffering that you don't have the kikoyon, you don't have this palm tree, and you're about to die. So me, I create, who did I create this? I'll read it out. Hashem cares about Ninveh because of his own honor. Because The creations in this world, they're all created for the honor of Hashem. It says in the Torah, the whole world is full of His honor. The kolshken mina adam, and for sure the human race. For my honor, I created him, not just. So he said, I need them. I need them to serve me. Of course, I'm going to be upset if they're destroyed.
The Radak is answering another difficulty, which is when Hashem tells him, "Shelo amalta b'vleik alato," it's as if you didn't take any trouble. It's though kalbiyachol there was trouble for Hashem, which it was not.
Right.
No effort involved.
Right.
So for some other reason, Hashem is having mercy on him. That's why the Radak is
asking. That's another reason.
There.
You're saying he's answering right. This is difficult because Hashem really doesn't have to work to create.
Another question: what did you find for? It ends on an odd note of Behema Rabba, and it seems to be like
so. Rashi says,
equation of the people counting the like with their behemas.
So there are two pshat
them. We're involved in the fast also. They put sackcloth on the behem. Remember?
Okay. So there are two pshat them.
That's the end of the same thing.
That's the end.
We have one other pshat from
Mishnah. Mishnah Kamark was is an asafa.
Yeah. It's so from different
it's a weird way to end the Navi anyhow.
Yeah, but sometimes you find that on Taurus, we add on from different places.
No, it's a weird way to end the Navi, Behema Rabba, like a lot of animals.
Yeah. But, so what's Pshat Behema Rabba? So there are two Pshatim here. Rashi says, B'nei Adam G'doylim, V'daitan K'behema. They're grown people, but they think like animals. She'ena Makir Mi Baram. They don't know who created them, which is really a limud zchus, saying that it's not their fault, in other words, the way the Mablim explains here that there really wasn't a complete tshuva, that they didn't serve Hashem completely. They didn't understand the difference. The Mablim has a long explanation saying that even after that they served nature in addition to Hashem. And only from Gezel was there complete tshuva. That's what Ashalo Yodu Miiminam L'smoilam. They didn't know between their right and their left. Miiminam means Ki Miimini Bal Emoit, that Hashem represents the right. And L'smoilam is nature. They don't know the difference so well as opposed to Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't a complete tshuva. And Behema Rabba, that they think like they don't have a complete understanding of what Hashem's role is, so which is limud zchus, that therefore I didn't want to destroy them. That's why Behema Rabba, it's a limud zchus on Ninveh, that they were not completely liable for their Avodah Zarah. Another thing is, another pshat, Behema Rabba, is that even if you say that they worshipped Avodah Zarah, but the animals don't worship Avodah Zarah. That's another reason. Even if you say that I should destroy them, but there are still animals that shouldn't be killed. So now, let's say the Groz Malach, which is a fascinating Malach, he says a completely different pshat. He says, "Va'irash el Yoyna rog dolav eichaloi." What was Yoyna upset about? Yoyna represents, as we said, the Jew, Klal Yisrael, whatever you want to say. Yonasi Tamasi. I think here it fits more with an individual person, and he was upset about that he didn't have much of a lamaza. He didn't have anything. Why? Because even though he's a tzaddik, but we know the bani chayim zayne, children, life, and the parnasa, loy b'schus atalya milsa. It's not dependent on merit only. It's also because there's tzaddik and tzaddik ben rasha. That's a question that Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gemara brings down, so why do we find sometimes tzaddikim? I live well, and sometimes they don't. And same thing by Russia. So the answer is, Hashem says, "This is tzaddik ben tzaddik, and this is tzaddik ben Russia." And same thing, Russia ben Russia. If you're a tzaddik with the son of a tzaddik, then so many different explanations on what that means. Or tzaddik ben tzaddik. Why would it make a difference? What does it mean? The Gro goes here with the more kabbalistic shot. It means that it depends on your previous gilgul. Tzaddik ben tzaddik. Are you come? What was your previous gilgul? Were you a tzaddik or Russia? Whatever it is. It's obviously something Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with it, and we all struggle with it. What's really pshat? And it's a question they hear often. How do we understand this? And it says it's loy b'schus atal milsa. It's not a meritocracy completely in olam haza, as opposed to olam haba. Olam haba, everything is merited, but in this world, sometimes it's not. It could seem incidental. And he was. Vayicharlo, so Rashi explains, he was jealous of the Anshei Nineveh who seemed to have both. They did tshuva and they sort of had both. They had Olam Haza and Olam Haba. So he davened to Hashem, he was really upset about it. How could that be? Tov Moisim Echaya, I don't have Olam Haza, he was a tzaddik, you know, in the Groz Mashal. And he's upset. Why don't I have anything? He's really upset over it. And he says also, so it sounds like he's struggling. He says, I also did what they did. I thought that in the future maybe I'll do tshuva and I'll come back to you completely. For them it seemed to work. For me it didn't work. I knew that you're merciful, that as we say, we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives even the day before a person dies. He says, I want to die. So Hashem says, are you upset enough? So he says, it's a reference to the pasuk that Hashem tells to Cain and Hevel, Lama Charlacha. What are you so upset about? Now this it invokes the jealousy that the sense of jealousy that there is here. So then it says, "Vayetsa Yoina min ha'ir, vayeshu mikedem la'ir, vayasa sham sukkah." He built himself a hut, a sukkah. What's a sukkah? Vayeshiv tachtei batzel. So he says, there is a sun, in chodesh tachas hashemesh, that's a mazel. We know that the koheles, there is nothing new under the sun. The sun represents the mazelos, and that which affects all people except for Klal Yisrael. Say, if we don't rely on the mazelos, then it doesn't have control over us. That's why Paroi foresaw something in the astrologers that he saw blood, but really we turned it into the Damila, Dam Pesach and Damila. It doesn't have complete control over us the way it has over other nations. And he built himself a sukkah. A sukkah is a hut to guard yourself from the sun, and that's what we do on sukkahs. This is we're reading this on Yom Kippur. We do tshuva, and after that, Yonah goes into the sukkah. And it's because, as the pasuk says, when you have to gather from the migron chumikvecha, the material to build the sukkah, that you shouldn't be drawn completely achar olam hazeh, because the shemesh, the sun, symbolizes olam hazeh.
By the way, it's not that clear what Yonah was waiting for. It implies that he was waiting. I'm not sure. You're in my yipo here. So you know what was going to happen. Did he think that the Shuvah wouldn't last, and so he might be destroyed after all, or would not be destroyed within the 40 days?
No, so we said two explanations based on what's going on. Either he's waiting to see whether it's going to be destroyed, whether Hashem is going to actually do the Nevuah, or he knew that the Nevuah wouldn't happen, but he's hoping maybe they would stop being tzaddikim, they would go back to their rishos, and then Hashem would destroy it. So what does Hashem do? So Vayesha Betzel. So it's interesting, he says, that's halacha, that in the sukkah we have halacha tzilsa merubu mechamsa, you have to have more shade than sun. You have to make sure, that's aseta rascha kva umlachta charai. Torah should be your main job, meaning main means that's what is really important to you, and everything else has to be more temporary, secondary. That's tzilsa merubu mechamsa. So that's a tzadik, he sits in the sukkah. So according to this, vayman Hashem lakim kikoyon. So according to the Gro, there's no problem. We had a problem. If he has a hut already, why do you need to build a kikoyon? The Gro says, what's a kikoyon? Kikoyon de Yonah, as we saw in the Gemara and Shabbos, is an amazing plant that has everything, all the qualities in it. So that's wealth. So Hashem threw at Yonah, at this Jew, he threw everything a person could want. And it says in the Pasuk, it fits very nicely in the Pesukim, Vayismach Yonah al kikoyon simcha gedolah. So he was very, very happy. He got all his heart can desire, and he got carried away. The Gro goes on to explain what happens. He got carried away with his wealth and pleasures. Vaymanel came to last Balasa Shachar. In the morning, Hashem sent a small worm that killed the tree, and the tree dried up, and it fell down.
Yeah, Vayman again.
For dag, yeah. This is interesting. So shgach protes. Vayhi kizrach Hashemesh v'yaman kimruach kadam charishis. So what happened in the morning? Hashem brought this wind, ruach charishis, and which represents kizrach Hashemesh again. When the sun went up, this is the sun, the olam hazeh. Again, it started beaming at him, and now he's affected by this world without the kikoyon, without the pleasures, without the wealth, and he suddenly is very affected by it, and he's back to square one, and he's more miserable than ever. And the Gro says that he got so carried away with his pleasures that he didn't learn, and he had his pleasures, and now he didn't have his pleasures, and he didn't learn either. So he came out bald from both sides. And he said, Tov Moisim Michai, he wanted to die again. So Hashem says, Heitev Charlecha Kikoyan, are you so upset now that you don't have a Kikoyan? You shouldn't be so upset. Because he didn't work for it. It just came to you, the wealth came to you, I just sent it to you. And so here I don't have a full understanding of what the Gra is saying, but I think what he's saying is that's why, of course, I shouldn't care about Nineveh, the big city, meaning Al Olam Haze, Prata Yisrael, Shenikraim Goy Godol. So I think what he's saying here, it's a little bit deep. He's saying that I created this world. Yeah, you have a question. How could it be that tzaddik is some tzaddik lives a miserable life and a Russia lives a wonderful life? But this is the way. This is the system that I built in order to create. In order to create for l'chvoidi or for the schar that people get in Olam Haba, this is the system that I built. Yeah, you don't like it, you have questions, but that's what it is. And that has more than 120,000 people. It's so big, and people don't know. Bein Minul is smaller. People don't know. Behema Rabba, and there are many animals. But the bottom line is that this is the system that I built, and I don't want it to be destroyed, because I want it to continue the way it is. And he says, and the real tzaddikim. Ashal Yoda ben Yeminul Smoila, he says that these are the two kidneys, that Yoz, Shtei Klois, Yoz, that's the Shnei Tzarecha, the two Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, and that a full tzaddikim, they're completely, they use everything. When I gave you the Kikoyan, in the beginning you sat in the Sukkah, you sat and learned, very nice. You were away from the sun, you're away from the Olam Haza. But then I sent you the Kikoyan, and what did you do? You stopped doing everything, and you went after the Kikoyan. So he said, a real tzaddik over the Hashem, he works b'chol levavecha, b'shnei yitzarecha. When we say b'shma, b'chol levavecha, b'chol nashecha, it means b'shnei yitzarecha, use the yitzar tov and yitzar hara. Sometimes you think, we'll use yitzar tov and try to fight the yitzar. The trick is to use the yitzar hara to be Ovid Hashem as well. And that's what a real Ovid Hashem does. And really, that's, I heard once from someone who used to hear from Shmuel Rozovsky, the Roshiva of Panovich. He died in the 60s at a young age. And he's a very big, he's a tremendous Lamdan. But a Rebbe that I was very close with, who was a Talmud of his, he said they would walk by the first advertisements of Coca-Cola in Israel. So he said, Coca-Cola is a chayim, that's life. So he said, this is how you have to use the Yetzer Hara, that's life for life. You know, you have to use every part of you to serve Hashem, which makes it much more manageable. If you're able to use the part of you, the desires, and the part of you, that, and you don't try to suppress it. Rather, you use it in the right way. Olam Haza will become more manageable and won't be as bad. And then you could manage the Kikoyan, you could manage the Sukkah, and the Seiter Oslei Kavah Umlach Tachare.